The proposal to build a walleye fishery in the Moore Dam is being met with skepticism by many Upper Valley anglers. Members of the Amanusic chapter of Trout Unlimited worry that introducing the non-native species will harm other fish, including trout fry, salmon, and smallmouth bass. Dayton Gowdy is the chapter's secretary.
People we know have related experiences where they see young par size of the, like 2 and 3 and 4 inch long trout in a couple of the tributaries that empty directly into the tail race areas. And so we want to be sure that Fish and Game investigates that very thoroughly, because they should not be stocking a non-indigenous species over a self-sustaining fishery that already exists.
Judd Kratzer is a biologist with Vermont Fish and Wildlife. He says the concerns about trout might be valid if it can be shown that the smaller wild fish do swim in the reservoir. Kratzer says more research needs to be done on that. But he does not think non-indigenous walleye will have a big impact on other fish, which, Kratzer points out, were also stocked in the reservoir when it was created by the construction of the Moore Dam in the 1950s.
We have northern pike and smallmouth bass in the reservoirs, and they are not native to this part of Vermont either. So it's already a system that's been heavily altered by human influence.
And Kratzer believes walleye will be a great addition to the fishery since it's a tasty fish. He admits the state has issued some limited eating advisories about the mercury content of fish in the reservoir, but says he would feel safe eating walleye. That's a point Trout Unlimited disputes, noting that many trout fishermen do not eat their catch from the reservoir. The other criticism from local anglers concerns an endangered mollusk called the dwarf wedge mussel. Dayton Gowdy of Trout Unlimited says research suggests that the mussel's reproductive cycle depends on the tessellated darter, which walleye will eat.
Evidently, the mussel deposits into the water, and then the tessellated darter pick it up at some stage of their reproductive cycle on their gills and actually carry it for a while and nurture it. It's sort of a symbiotic relationship.
Fishery officials from Vermont and New Hampshire say those questions, too, will need to be thoroughly researched before any plan is put into action. The stocking would not happen, they say, before 2016. Judd Kratzer says anyone with comments or concerns can contact him through the St. Johnsbury office of Vermont Fish and Wildlife. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.